Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
From Australia's leading celebrity news magazine, Who, you're listening to Celebrity, the podcast where we spill the tea on all the celebrity news you missed this week. I'm Stacey Hicks from Who, and I'm joined by our resident celeb expert, Ali Cromedy.
Hi, welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome the hell back.
Thank you.
We told everybody last week where you were, but you were in the Maldives.
Yeah, I was in the Maldives.
How the hell was it? No brag.
It was, you know, I mean, it was fine.
It was just the best trip ever.
It was, I even said to my husband's face, it was the best thing that I've ever done in my life. And then I kept going, except for marrying you. That day was the best. But this was like the best.
The next best thing.
It was a bit depressing because it was I was traveling for work. So I was on my own with a group of other journalists. But there was two of everything in the room and it was a bit depressing. It was like, oh, it's two robes and two deck chairs. And
He was there in spirit.
He was, and it was the best thing ever.
Amazing.
I've never loved my life more. But I love you too.
Oh, yes.
Back with you.
We're happy to have you back.
Yeah.
And just in time.
Yes, just in time.
For something really major.
Yes, if we're not making any sense, it's because since I've been back, we've just been
deep in the depths of
Who's Sexiest.
Yes, our annual issue. It comes out next week.
Yes, I'm so excited. It feels like it has been about 6 months
months in the making, months and months from the initial starting of the ideas to then, the shoots and the travel. We've been on many flights.
Yes.
Back and forth for shoots and interviews.
Going to be good.
It's really good.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good. I think everyone will love it.
Yeah.
We obviously can't tell you who's in it yet.
That's a surprise.
But it will be out next Thursday. But I will say it is doubly as sexy as it was last year.
You'd be right to say that.
But there's obviously been a million other things going on in the celeb world as well.
Yep. Well, it's Halloween.
Yes. And of course, when there's Halloween or a party, the Kardashians are involved.
Of course. A controversy.
Yes.
Kardashian.
Yes. So on the show today, we'll be talking about Kylie Jenner's costume backlash.
Yep.
And we're also talking about Adele, who's looking hotter than ever.
Yep. She's a slim lady.
Yes. But first, we need to deep dive into the latest news regarding Sam Burgess.
Oh my gosh.
Jessica Power and an ABO.
I actually didn't really say anything on the record about Sam and I. So a lot of things that have been written in that article, I'm just like, well, where's your quote for that?
I'm always shocked where these things just unravel. You think it's just going to be one thing and then it turns into another thing and another thing and another thing. Because, you start us off.
Yeah, to give you context for anyone who's not too familiar with the NRL, Sam Burgess is obviously superstar footy player for the
Superstar
Rabbitohs.
Family. Yes. They all play it.
Yes. Yep. All the brothers play. Yep. And he has been married to Phoebe Burgess, formerly Phoebe Hook, who's a journalist and an influencer.
Yeah.
And
mum to their two
kids.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Poppy and Billy. And they kind of seem to have, which I know is always the case, they kind of seem to have this picture perfect life.
Yeah.
Seem really in love, and obviously, sadly, things have been going on beneath the surface.
Yeah, and it's emerging, and we know a little bit.
Yeah. So they had split up just after the birth of Billy, who's 10 months old now.
That was in December last
year. And then everything seemed to kind of be back on track. They were both wearing their wedding rings and they were seen together, and then it kind of went quiet again a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And it kind of seemed to come out officially in October that they had split up again.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of become clear the reasons for that. Last week, an ABO was granted to Phoebe's dad, Mitchell Hook, because of an altercation that happened on his property. So what's
between
being
him
reported, between him and Sam. And what's being reported is that there was no violent altercation, but that something went on when Sam turned up at the property wanting to see his children. So Mitchell's grandchildren.
Yeah.
And it seems that he's obviously told him to leave.
Right.
And things have escalated from there.
Oh,
so
it's not good.
It's really not good.
Messy.
But then things cranked up a notch.
I know.
This week
is where I'm like, okay, the AVO was one thing, and then this, honestly.
Yeah. So Sam Burgess was set to attend court on November 6th for the AVO hearing.
Yep.
But before it's even gotten to that, police officers have now given his lawyers a and said he's officially been charged with a criminal offence of intimidation.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yes. All right. So he got up in maybe Mitchell's grill a bit.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So it has been taken to that next level. And you kind of think that it's, I mean, it's obviously an awful thing for any family to have to go through, but the fact that they're having to go police through it in the public eye is awful, and that there has to be that police intervention. Mm. But then, of course, then a MAFS star gets thrown into the mix as well.
If Jessica Power isn't a part of any, like she gets, weasels her way into every news story.
She's got her mitts in everything, doesn't she? She's everywhere.
Can't help it. This is crazy.
Yeah, so it came out this week that she has been chatting to Sam on, you know, he slid into her DMs and that they've been talking. She has come out and said, look, it was very platonic. We were just chatting back and forth.
Like things saying that, like Sam offered to fly me from Gold Coast of Brisbane to Sydney are completely false.
Sure.
But it's kind of a bit convenient, the timing of all of this. Mm. And he is at the moment doesn't seem too worried by this ABO and all the dramas against him. He's been seen in what can only be described as a leopard print
sash of sorts.
G-banger? Yeah. Sash? Whatever you want to call it.
Like a small bit of fabric covering his private parts.
His parts. He's partying with his brother in Mexico. So
it's crazy.
Who knows what will happen there.
Not to mention he just retired as well.
Yes, he's plagued by injuries as well. Yep. So he's really got – it's all happening.
Sam his life has exploded in before our own eyes. Yeah. He's only 30 as well, so it is early to retire. But, yeah, as you said, it's a lot to do with injuries. Like I don't follow the NRL at all, so I had no idea that he was suffering.
Yeah, I'm feeling you in on this side of things.
But for some insight, last year I interviewed Phoebe. I think it may have been in September. She was pregnant with Billy and she – you should have heard the way she spoke about Sam and their life and their relationship. And I was like, wow. Wow, they love each other so much. He was like basically above all, like they love each other, but they have each other's back. They're each other's best friends. Whenever she's down, he picks her up. Whenever he's down, she picks him up, as you would imagine a relationship should work, a healthy relationship. And so then when the news broke last year, I was like, oh my God, because I think what happened then was there was some rumors about probably some allegations of cheating and I don't know if that was ever confirmed, but there was investigations into like a video chat that happened where inappropriate messaging, what was happening on Facebook on his account. And I think it then came out that it wasn't him and I don't know how that happens, but sure, that's what he was cleared of all wrongdoing.
Yeah.
But that obviously put a spanner in the works in their relationship and then they managed to get through it because there were times where he was seen leaving and packing the car of their house and then he wasn't at the house and then all of a sudden they were back together and they were seen together and she'd had the baby and then she was at all his games and so things were looking back on track. But then, yeah, so having had just had that conversation with her where she was raving, in love, happy, to then she clearly was blindsided by whatever went down that we heard a bit about, whatever was going on behind the scenes that we didn't know about.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's full on.
Yeah, it's really sad.
And then things have happened again this year and, yeah, they just, I guess, couldn't make it work. Yeah. And
well, he's due back in court now in December.
If he makes it back from Mexico.
If he's, and hopefully he'll manage to put a shirt on for this.
Oh, please put some clothes on. But, yeah, what will he do post NRL? I wonder.
Who knows?
Yeah, maybe go on MAFS.
Maybe.
but yeah, I don't know how Jessica Power, that is just so impressive how she gets herself into these situations and just gets more attention.
Rise and shine.
Halloween is it's in the air.
It's happening right now.
It's happening right now. And Hollywood, like Australia, we're getting involved.
Yeah.
We do it now, like not on the level of the America and everything. Oh, we just want to be like them.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hollywood, take it to the next level. They have these big parties where like every famous person goes. I mean, famously, Heidi Klum always has one. Now the Casamigos, they always have one, like Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber and George Clooney.
My favorite look ever has been that Heidi Klum look where she transformed into Jessica Rabbit and she had hours of facial prosthetics to look like her. She's a queen. It's insane. They have like a month-long celebration for Halloween, don't they? We've been seeing pictures for weeks.
Yeah, exactly. And like it's not like they just have one outfit. They'll have five.
Yeah,
so crazy. It's wild. But earlier this week, so a lot of people celebrated Halloween just the weekend gone because – unfortunately, Halloween's on a Thursday night. Thursday, and it's just like when everybody has work, right? But they all have the parties just the weekend gone. And Stormy, aka Kylie's daughter, Stormy Webster, Kylie Jenner's daughter.
Yes, who's the cutest little
baby. So cute. Well, Kylie dressed her up in her iconic Met Gala look from this year.
In what is the most narcissistic move I have ever seen. Mm. I mean, I don't know why I'm surprised that a Jenner did or a this. Kardashian was being narcissistic.
Yes.
But yes, no, she has dressed Stormy in her famous look from this year's Met Gala.
Down to the purple wig and the big puffy, feathery shoulders. Like, mm-hmm. It's literally the exact same outfit, just tiny.
Yes, yeah. To be honest, when I first saw it, I thought it's really cute.
So cute.
Like, I did think it was incredibly narcissistic.
Yeah.
But I did think it was really cute.
Same.
She looks adorable.
I was like, that's, so cute. Anytime a tiny person wears a human outfit, when little kids dress up in suits and, for weddings or whatever, tiny anything is cute, right?
It's cute, but people aren't happy.
Some people, they've said some things and they're really pissed off. So.
Yeah, I think people are arguing that she's sexualizing Stormy by putting her in what would be considered an adult outfit.
Mm.
And I get the feelings around that in a way, but she is completely covered up. She is a little girl.
Mm.
She's just playing dress-ups. I mean, I don't know what the difference is between dressing up as a Disney princess and dressing up in this outfit. It basically looks the same.
That's a really good point.
To me. So I don't really think that there's anything to be angry about there.
Yeah.
Apart
yeah.
from just, how self-indulgent that family is. But that's, that's her prerogative. She's her mother. She's clearly very loved and cared for. Mm,
totally. But, I think – and then others were like, she looks really unhappy. Like, you can't force your kid to do, things like that just to make you happy.
Yeah.
But, look, she wasn't crying or anything.
No.
She just was – anyway. But I'm surprised. I'm sure Kim's done something like this in the past.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. She colour coordinates that family all the time.
Of course.
So
every kid has been forced into an outfit once in their life, more than once,
definitely.
So I think it's probably a little bit, people are making a bit too much of a big deal, but when you're a Kardashian or a Jenner, you can't do anything without people picking it apart.
That is what it all comes down to. They can't win no matter what they do anyway. So, there's always going to be those haters for them.
Yeah. But it was a great costume.
Yeah.
So.
Love it. Want it. Thanks.
It takes a million hours to make. So there's, you never know.
And on our cover this week, we have one of my favourite humans.
Oh.
I mean, I haven't met her personally, but in my head I have.
Exactly.
She
makes you feel that way.
Yeah, she does. She does. She's my bestie. She's my imaginary bestie.
Yeah.
It's none other than Adele.
Oh, gosh, love it.
She doesn't even need a last name. She's that iconic.
I had to Google what her last name was. It's Adkins.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I know. Mm. I was like, does she even have a last name?
Yes.
She does.
So anyway, the reason that she's on our cover this week is because she stepped out for Drake's 33rd birthday.
Yes.
Looking heaven. I've always loved her, but she's looking happier than ever.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of attention's been put on how
her
much weight she's lost.
Yes.
People are saying she's lost almost 20 kilos.
Yeah. Wow.
And she does look amazing.
I know.
She's tiny.
And then, because when you, it's bad to compare, but when you do, you look back at those first initial red carpet pics of, or when she was first on the scene, I think back in 2007, 2008, she does look really different.
Yeah.
And she's grown up a lot since then. She's still only 31 or something crazy.
Very depressing.
So this was a long time. She released 19, her first album. I think that was her first album.
Yes.
She released that just after she was 19. She labels her albums the age she was when she wrote them.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So, it's a nice way to catalogue it. But, she does look quite different.
Yes, she looks very different. And
clearly she's been through a lot.
Yeah, she's been through a lot. She officially filed for divorce a month ago from her husband, Simon Konecki.
Yes.
So they've got a little boy together.
Angelo.
Yeah. Angelo. His name was a mystery for so long.
Yeah.
But now it kind of really sticks in your mind.
Yeah.
Which I love about her too. She didn't feel the need to tell anyone what her son's name was.
She's so private, and that's why when we do get these pictures, we're like, oh my God, where have you been, Adele?
Yes.
You look different, or whatever it may be.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
you so rarely see her.
No.
She somehow flies under the radar.
The last time we saw her was with the Spice Girls.
Oh my God,
at the Spice Girls concert, she met them and lost her mind because
she's just like us.
Baby Spice fan.
You were at the Spice Girls too.
I wasn't with Adele. I mean,
Next time.
But so she's been going through a lot, I guess, going through that. That's a huge life change. She's been with him since she was really young.
Yes.
So now she's kind of getting out there.
Potentially a free agent, although we have heard that she may be being romanced, or maybe she's romancing him, Skepta, who is a British musician, rapper, etc. They go way back, apparently, and they are from the same area in the UK, Tottenham in London. So
Oh, I love it. They both homies. Have those amazing matching accents.
From back in the day. But yeah, yeah, exactly. But he's not, I mean, he's, I know he's some of his music, but he's not like Drake. Like, no. You know, he's not a big household name in Australia at least. But yeah, there's rumours they may be seeing each other and hanging out at the very least. Mm. So
well, maybe good her for next her. Album's a rap collab. Can you imagine oh if God. She went from writing heartbroken ballads yeah. to doing a rap?
She can showed do anything.
She can rap because when she did James Corden's Carpool Karaoke, she rapped Nicki Minaj Monster.
First things first, I eat your brain. Then I'ma start rocking gold teeth and fangs.
Oh, yeah.
She was really good.
She's the best.
Somehow I don't think that'll happen. But it would be a good change of pace if she did.
Even a collab with Drake. I'll take any music from Adele. But that's also something that's emerged. Mm. Although it was tweeted from a music Twitter account. I don't know much about it. Music news facts. Maybe it's a big deal. I don't know.
Facts but being questionable. Yeah,
they released a tweet saying Adele will release her new album on November 8th, 2019. So is that real? That's so soon.
I hope so. That's just days away.
That's so soon. Maybe the Drake party was strategic to get people
talking about
you know,
her.
Get us back her back on our radar. Although she never left my radar. I've just been like, Adele, where have you been my whole life? Why have I been waiting like 5 years for music?
Yeah, exactly.
Has it been 5 years? I think she last released in 2015.
25.
Exactly.
Is that it? No.
Yeah.
28. One of the numbers.
25. Let me find out.
We're doing a live Google. Sorry,
she,
guys.
Well, let me check. Yeah, so in 2015, she released 25.
Yeah, so it's been 4 years. So it's been hurry a long up, woman. Time.
And as we always end things with a must see, our celebrity must see. But this week's a little bit different. Yep. Our must see is The Sexiest Issue, which is out next Thursday.
Yeah, so we're going to leave you hanging for an entire week.
Exactly.
Get ready for it.
Your must see, and you'll see it next week.
Yes, we can't wait for you to see it.
As always, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And we'll talk to you next week when we've got so much more we can say.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.